On this program in 2007, guest host John Itzde sat down with three extraordinary banjo players, Tony Trischka, Bela Fleck, and Steve Martin. You might also know him from that comedy thing he does. He asked Steve Martin,
"What got you interested in the banjo?"
I think the story is so similar for everybody. We heard a record once, and I was 17, and I heard Earl Scruggs play. I just went, "Oh!" So I bought a banjo for $200. I still have it.
Earl Scruggs' influence on a whole new generation, or generations, we should probably say, is unmistakable. Scruggs died this past week at the age of 88. When John Itzde spoke with Trischka, Fleck, and Martin, there was a lot of talk about Scruggs and his legacy, and we'd like to play a bit more of that conversation for you today. Tony Trischka was extremely honored to have Scruggs play a duet on his CD called Double Banjo Bluegrass Spectacular. They played the Scruggs tune, Farewell Blues.
What's it been like to work with him, and what was it like to work with him on this song in particular?
It was a thrill. I mean, it's one of my favorite tunes that he recorded back in 1950 or 51 for Mercury Records with his partner Lester Flatt, and just it's one of those classic tunes. And, you know, I've known Earl a little bit over the years, and it's only been the last few years that I've spent a little more time with him, and, you know, it's kind of one of those things, well, you know, it's Earl, but then it's Earl Scruggs. I'm recording with Earl Scruggs, you know, and I wouldn't exist without this guy. I mean, my whole life would have been, you know, I would have been a shoe salesman or something instead.
And you say that because Earl Scruggs basically invented bluegrass banjo.
He defined it. There were people playing the three-finger style, which is what we're doing here.
Yeah, but they didn't have the impact of Earl, it wasn't just that he was playing with three fingers. It was this magic quality to his musicality.
Mm-hmm. He gave it drive. Mm-hmm. You know, he tells a story that all the banjo players at the time were also comedians. So they did a comedy act and played the banjo. And when he first got up to play, I think
somebody said he can play pretty good, but he's not a bit funny.
Yeah. He's not very funny.
Yeah. He's really funny. He's got a very dry sense of humor. He lives about a mile from my house, and it's really cool. I've been able to go spend some time with him.
Do you ever have to go over and say, "Hey, can you tone it down a little bit?" He also has the perfect name for Earl Scruggs. I mean, you wouldn't want to be playing the Fountain Blues style.
Tony, I saw somewhere where you were just talking about Earl Scruggs' style as sort of an arpeggiated kind of style.
Well, when you're talking about arpeggios, put on my finger picks here, you're talking about playing chords, basically, or the notes of a chord individually. So you have your banjo in an open G tuning. Now, if you just play the individual notes, that's an arpeggiation of the chord. Mm-hmm. That's a G chord. Then you can do on a C chord and a D seventh.
And if you play it really fast, it sounds like Earl Scruggs.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what Earl would do is he would play the syllables of the words. He phrases it the way you would actually sing it. He tries to sing through the banjo almost. He plays a version of Country Roads, which is... And if you listen, you can really, if you sing along to that, you can actually, those are the words. He's actually phrasing the words.
The melody is embedded in the banjo 16th notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he also brings out the melody. He makes the melody louder than the other notes, which he's really great at.
Yeah, with slides.
Banjo stars Bela Fleck, Steve Martin, and Tony Trischka talking about Earl Scruggs, who died this past week. They spoke with NPR's John Itzde on this program in 2007. And they finished up the conversation with a performance.
So what's the tune going to be?
It's called Shuckin' the Corn, a tune that Earl Scruggs made famous back in 1954 or thereabouts.
I want to send this out to Earl. We love you. We wish you were here.
All right. Hit it, boys.
You can hear Trischka, Fleck, and Martin, as well as all kinds of coverage on Earl Scruggs, on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.